Welcome to Fat Boys Fantasy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Fat Boys Fantasy podcast. Today, we're going to be taking a little bit of a swerve from what we normally talk about. Instead of talking about daily fantasy sports, we are just going to talk about the Week 17 action, because this week is literally packed with good, meaningful playoff implications everywhere in literally every game you look at. Not literally, but definitely figuratively. So we're just going to dive into that instead of talking specifically about daily fantasy sports. And some of the stuff we mentioned will address daily fantasy sports, because just knowing what is happening in the football world helps you when you're making daily fantasy sports lineups. And so today, I will be joined with Parker, Zach, and Graham. So Zach is new. This is his first time on the podcast. So Zach, tell us about yourself. Just tell us who you are real quick, real short, so we can jump into the football week.
All right. What's up, everybody? This is Zach. Thanks for the wonderful intro, Josh. So I am a engineer by day and a fantasy football enthusiast by night. But all you need to know.
He is also a ginger. So just if you hear him raving,
take any advice with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So he's a huge Andy Dalton fan. You know, they stick together.
Not true.
So I figured that we would just start today talking about the NFC East, also known as the NFC Least. So the Eagles were eliminated last week, but the three other teams can still make it. So we'll start with the Eagles versus Redskins game, or Washington football team. Sorry for my lack of awareness.
Be PC here.
But Eagles versus the Washington football team. What are you guys feeling about that game?
I think the Eagles are going to win.
The Eagles are going to lose.
No, I don't think so. The Redskins looked terrible last week.
The Washington football team.
The Washington football team looked terrible last week. And Jalen Hurts is just going to destroy that defense.
Yeah, I think if Washington gets Alex Smith back, they have a chance. But without Alex Smith, I don't think they're going to be able to pull it out, leaning on, you know.
I mean, they made one good backup last week, and that was cutting Dwayne Haskins, probably the worst quarterback to ever start a game in the NFL this year.
Heinicke's a baller.
He did.
They could pull out a dub. Yeah.
They started him. If they would have started against the Panthers would have lost that game. That's my opinion.
Ooh, Taylor.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is he good? Wasn't he on the Panthers? Like,
he was on the Panthers.
Ron Rivera.
I'd rather have him than Teddy.
Ron Rivera, does he just literally take the same quarterbacks with him wherever he goes? Because he has Kyle Allen from the Panthers.
Yeah, Kyle Allen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty sure he has Thomas Davis, too.
Clearly, everyone.
You just take all the former Panthers. Surprised he doesn't have Newton or Keekly.
Yeah.
Got him out of retirement.
Yeah. So you guys are confident that the Washington will win if Alex Smith plays?
No.
I'm going to give it, if Alex Smith is active, I'm going to give it to Washington, just because I think that makes it more interesting.
Yeah, that would
and
be amazing.
Not, and I think the Eagles' run game or run defense is too good. I think Washington will have to rely on their run without Alex Smith, and they're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, but the Eagles also, they have nothing to play for this week. I think they're going to be giving a lot of their new guys some play time just to see how good they are. Like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who is awful in my opinion, but they got to like just throw him out there, see how he does. Maybe they decide to keep him, get rid of him.
But they drafted those players for a reason. They could have big games.
Yeah, but it's just not very likely.
I mean, it always makes it interesting because it's a rivalry game, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though the Eagles don't have anything to play for, they still want those bragging rights.
Yeah. I definitely think it's definitely hinges on Alex Smith playing in my mind.
Yeah.
Because without Alex Smith, they have like no offense, honestly.
But isn't that just a great story, too? If Alex Smith came,
I love that.
Right? And then they made the playoffs with the win and then like did something in the playoffs, that would be insane.
That would be insane.
From almost dying.
But what?
17 surgeries or whatever it was.
Who, like, there is no team that is in the playoffs right now that I think Washington can really even be close with realistically.
So they'd be the four seed, so they play probably Buccaneers.
It'd be a quick out, but. Yeah. It's fun to make it. It's honestly, for these NFC East teams, it might be one of those situations where you're like, I lose, I have a top 10 draft pick because all their records are so bad, or I win, get smacked in the first round, but make the playoffs. It's
then you got to think about it's only one game.
Yeah.
And it's another one game, and then another one game, and then you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Just tell Eli Manning. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just going to have a miracle run.
Okay, and so if the Eagles win that game, then the Cowboys-Giants game is very important. Yes, because it is a playoff game, literally. Whoever wins would be in if Washington loses. So who do you guys think has the advantage in? I know, Zach, you don't even need to contribute on this one.
Cowboys for life. Yeah. Cowboys all the way.
What is he, the Red Rocket? Is that...
Red Rifle.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. So, you think that the Red Rifle can lead them to the playoffs, the promised land? Yeah.
I'll go ahead and get it out of the way. I think he can. I mean, he proved in Cincinnati that he was a playoff caliber quarterback, that he could get there, not win anything.
Yeah, not win.
He's had half a season now with the team, with the Cowboys, trying to figure out the offense and getting his sea legs under him now. I think he can take care of the Giants.
He looked a lot better last week.
Oh, yeah.
They actually threw the ball and, you know, was successful in throwing the ball. It was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
If
Andy Dalton wins a playoff game on the Cowboys before Dak Prescott. you could have made a lot of money betting on that before this year. But that would be wild. Do the Giants have any hope at all? Grant, you got any thoughts on that?
You say to me?
No, the Giants have no hope.
No hope. None. Okay, wow. Well,
no, I mean, honestly, either of these two games could go either way. Yeah. Really. Because, like, there's just so much, like,
They've shown no consistency throughout the whole year.
To suck.
None of these teams truly deserve to make the playoffs.
Yeah, we can all agree on that. Okay, well, with that helpful insight, we will move on.
Wait, so who do we think's going to win? Let's get a pick from him. who's going to win the division?
Cowboys.
Redskins.
The who?
Football team. I'm gonna go with the Giants.
Okay, so we got two Cowboys, one football team, and one for the Giants. This will be an interesting week.
Josh, do you want to flip to your Eagles?
they always seem to somehow sneak into the playoffs like every single year. So maybe it's possible again. So we'll move on to the more talented teams that have a potential to actually do something in the playoffs and on to the NFC East wild card. So right now there are three teams that all have chance to make the sixth and the seventh seed, and that is the Cardinals, the Rams, and the
Bears.
The Bears. I can't believe they're here, honestly. That is the wild. Starting 5-1, and then what were they, 5-6, and now they're
ridiculous.
Mitch Trubisky is going to lead them all the way, and then Nick Foles is going to come in and win a Super Bowl.
Yep. Nick Foles for MVP.
You think if Trubisky has a good game against the Packers, they're going to bench him for Foles?
Yeah, they should. They should. Foles is unbeaten.
That's true.
Okay, but who are you guys picking for the Packers at the Bears? And this is a must-win for the Bears. They are hopeless to make the playoffs without winning this game.
The Packers at the Bears?
Yeah.
There's no chance that the Packers lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Graham on this one. I think unless we find out any of the Packers are going to be rested, I think they're just too powerful. The Bears can't. The Bears will put up a fight, but I don't think they'll be able to keep up with them.
Yeah, and it stinks for the Bears because of the new that only one team gets a bye. The Packers actually need to try in this game. Like, it actually means something for them. So they are going to be trying. And also one thing, the Bears, like, they've been winning a lot of games, but they have been playing, like, absolutely trash teams. Like, dude, they beat the Jaguars, the Texans, the Vikings, like, the last three games.
They,
like,
lost to the Lions.
Yeah, like, it's not like they've been doing – I mean, they've been winning, but it's not like they've been, like, playoff-caliber opponents that they're playing. So, yeah, I definitely think it's going to be maybe an embarrassment, maybe close, but definitely.
Yeah, but the road's going to end for the Bears.
Yep. Yeah. Wait, what do you – okay. So,
I think it'll be a close game.
Really? How close? Define close.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it'll be like within 10 points. And then, like, maybe at the very end, the Packers will, like, you know, make it like a little bit bigger of a lead. But yeah, their defense is good enough to, like, keep it close for a while.
Yeah. That is true. Wait, what? So we normally talk about daily fantasy sports on this podcast. I just want to get a little segue into David Montgomery. What do you guys think about him? Like, literally, he was arguably the worst running back in the league for his first, like, 20 games, like, including last season and the first half of this season. And now all of a sudden he is, like, getting 100 yards and a touchdown every single week. Like, is he, like, are you willing to spend big on him in a fan? Like, I just can't be confident in him. Do you guys think that these last, what, 4 or 5 games is an anomaly, or do you think that he is actually a good running back now?
Oh, it's because of Tariq Cohen.
I think he can be.
No, but Tariq Cohen's has only played in, like, what, 3 games this year or something like that? And he's. David Montgomery didn't start doing good until, like, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Well, who were they playing 4 or 5 weeks ago?
I mean, that is true. They've been playing scrub teams.
Yeah, I think it's more about the matchup for him. I mean, they've had the lead in the past few games, so they've been able to just give him the rock and run the ball.
Yeah.
And then he's just been able to, you know, fall into the end zone a couple times, break away a few big runs.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think Mitch Trubisky has given, like, a little bit of life to the team, and yeah. So that, like, allows or it makes it where defenses can't just kind of, like, totally discount the quarterback play and go for the run, you know?
Did you ever think you'd be saying that this year?
I never thought I would ever say that in my life.
So you can go David Montgomery in daily fantasy sports if you want. I'm steering away because I'm not that confident in him. Maybe next season, if he does it against the Packers, I will be proven wrong. I'll eat my words. But yeah, so we are all going with the Packers for this game, correct?
Yes,
absolutely.
All right, let's move on to the big one: Cardinals versus Rams. It's a must-win for the Cardinals. Or not a must-win, but closer to a must-win for the Cardinals than the Rams. What are you guys thinking? Parker, you can start. Who do you think's going to win and why?
I think the Rams would have won if everyone was healthy, but they have so many injuries that they're going through right now. And I think Kyler says he's going to play. So, obviously, if he plays, that's a huge plus towards the Cardinals. I'm going to give the Cardinals the win on this.
Yeah. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that analysis of Parker's. I mean, I think if the Rams were healthy, it'd be a close game. The Rams have just been kind of up and down, so even if they had Goff and if they had Kupp and their full complement of running backs, I still think it'd be close, but I might still give the edge to the Cardinals. Both of those teams have been up and down this year, so it would be a toss-up if they're healthy, but with the Rams not being healthy, I think Kyler and the Cardinals will take care of business there.
Mm-hmm. You agree, Grant?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say if Goff was healthy, I would say that
the Rams defense is good enough to keep them in the game, keep it close the whole time.
Yeah, do we think is Goff definitely out or is he still in the air?
They've already they've already officially
made. I agree. And so with the way that the playoffs work right now, so if the Bears lose, like we all said, and the Cardinals win, then the Cardinals and the Rams both make it. But if the Rams win, then the Bears would get in alongside the Rams. Which I honestly hope. I just do not want to watch the Bears in the playoffs. I'm just going to throw that out there. So the Cardinals in the playoffs would be significantly more interesting than the Bears. So what we have for our NFC East matchups is the Bears with the bye, and then the Saints.
The Packers.
The Packers. Good point. Not the Bears. That would not make much sense. The Packers with the bye. The Saints playing the Rams in the first round, the Seahawks hosting the Cardinals, and the Cowboys. That was my choice if they win. Cowboys, Redskins, sorry, Cowboys football team or the Giants facing the Buccaneers. That one's just NFC. It's just completely up in the air.
There is an interesting thing that the Seahawks could take the number one seed if both the Saints and the Packers lost.
Yes, but that's just
not everything into turmoil.
But those are our predictions for what the playoff matchups will be. Okay, and so now we'll move over to the AFC, where it is just the wild card race in the AFC. There are too many tiebreakers, too many teams, too many games to like fully comprehend what is happening. But basically, if you're watching a game with AFC teams playing this weekend, it probably means something. Yes, one of them probably has a chance to make the playoffs. And so
I
right
think
now,
the Chiefs have a good chance.
What did you say?
So yeah, I think they do. Have a pretty good chance. I mean, it's a must win for them.
Yeah, it is a must win. But
yeah, so the teams that are in the race for the wild card are Dolphins, Colts, Browns, Ravens, and
the Titans.
Titans.
It's five teams going for four spots.
Yes. So, wait, first off, just how each of you, we'll start with Parker, each of you rate those teams, rate those five teams just off the top of your head. I know you didn't plan for this, but which ones you think are the best, like if you had to rate them by skill level?
I'll go Titans, Baltimore, Dolphins, Cleveland, Indianapolis. I think that'd be my five.
Wow.
That's bold.
All right, I would say we'll start at the bottom. I think the Dolphins are last, Colts second. And then I think the Ravens, the Titans, and I'm going to give Browns the best out of those five, just because it's the Browns.
The Browns?
Wow.
I'm going to have to agree with Zach on this.
The exact same.
It's a good idea.
Well, maybe not the exact same. I would put the Browns at the top, the Dolphins at the bottom. So I would say from best to worst, it would be Browns. I'm going to say Colts, Ravens, Titans, Dolphins.
Okay, so we can see that they're all like relatively even based on how we all rated those teams.
What about you, Josh?
Oh, I think that the Browns suck. I'm just going to be honest. So I don't think the Browns are that good. I think Dolphins worst, Browns second worst, and then Ravens, and then Colts, and then Titans are the best.
I think that the Ravens and the Titans are overrated. That's my thought.
Bold take. So we'll start. Which one should we start with? We'll start with the Titans, just because they are in the lead of all those teams right now. So the Titans are playing the Texans this week. If they win, then they win the AFC South, and they will be the number four seed. Who are you guys picking to win that game?
The Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Titans. I think Derrick Henry is going to have another one of his Derrick Henry type Yeti game. Houston's run defense is absolutely trash, so I think he's going to have a big game against them.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good assumption to have. And I think the Titans will probably win, but like also I think it'll be close for most of the game.
Yeah, I completely agree that the Titans are going to win that game. The Texans just haven't really shown much talent all year long. So let's move on to the next, arguably most obvious one in this out of these teams. The Colts versus the Jaguars. Who do you think is going to win?
So the Jaguars have secured the number one pick. So they could win this game.
They could try again.
And still have the number one pick. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But
I'm going Jags.
You're going Jags. Zach, what do you think?
I'm going Colts.
Colts, yep. I'd have to go Colts.
Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to be close at all.
I'm going Colts.
And so the Colts.
Does Jonathan Taylor have under or over 90 yards?
Over.
Over.
Under. I think they're going to dominate, but I'm a big Nyheim Hines fan, so.
All right.
I'm cheering for
him. Our boy.
Yeah, so Colts, they win. That doesn't necessarily mean they're in, but most likely they would be in with a win because they just need one of the other teams to lose, and there's like 19 other teams. So, next game, we will go with the Browns versus the Steelers.
It's an easy dub for the Browns.
Yeah, and Mason Rudolph is starting for Roethlisberger, Big Ben, and so that changes it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that right there is probably enough to know that the Steelers are not going to function their offense very well. They have not looked good except for the second half of last week, even with Big Ben the past few weeks. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to the Browns there, too.
Yeah.
The Browns did just lose to the Jets. Are we going to forget this?
Yes, yeah. I am going to forget that.
Can't just be forgot, right?
The Jets are playing with all of our team.
The Steelers are not. The Steelers are not trying to win this game. The Browns are gonna, they'll figure it out. They'll have wide receivers, more wide receivers this week than last week. They'll be fine.
Yeah. You can't even, like, you have to throw last week out of the window.
That was like we were out there playing wide receiver for them.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were out there, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. I think we'd win that game.
All right. So this one is another kind of obvious one. The Ravens are playing the Bengals. All right. So start with Zach this time. Who do you think is going to win?
Ravens-Bengals, I mean, I'm going to have to give it to the Ravens. The Bengals, I don't know what to say about them. It's like a quarterback carousel there. You know, they don't, I mean,
it's just
they're not
so
healthy.
Unfortunate.
It is. I mean, lose Joe Mixon early in the year. I mean, you've got Ryan Finley, who's a great quarterback, but they won't give him the proper opportunity to throw the ball. So, yeah. I'm Ravens.
If you were to stick with Ryan Finley, they would be a playoff team.
They did beat the Steelers with Ryan Finley.
Yeah, he threw like 13 passes.
And who did
like
they
75 yards?
Who did the Bengals play last week? I feel like they did really good. I think it was the Texans, actually, so.
I don't remember. But I remember them being pretty good.
They played the Texans. They beat the Texans.
Yeah, so. I mean, they have some life in them, but the Texans are not the Ravens. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Ravens this week as well. And then the last week of the matchup, probably going to be the most interesting to watch, the Dolphins versus the Bills. So we'll start with you, Graham. Who do you think is going to win and why, Dolphins or Bills?
I mean, the Bills obviously look and have been playing better than the Dolphins have. And like, who's been named the starter for that game? Is Tua going to start?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he had COVID. Ryan Fitzpatrick has COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't, there's not much hope for the Dolphins.
No, but Tua has his moments.
Yeah, Tua is not. He's not awful.
No, he has games where he does incredible, and then games where he gets benched.
He is a good quarterback.
I just think the Bills are too good.
Yeah,
but do they have anything to play for? They don't, do they?
Like
the dignity,
the two or the three seed, I think. If this, yeah, the two or the three seed, or they might have the tiebreaker.
Tua or the three seed.
Actually, they have the tiebreaker, so I don't think they have anything to play for because I think they have the tiebreaker over the. Oh, but if the Steelers win. Okay, they do have something to play for. Steelers could get the two seed, or the Bills could get the two seed. So that does matter to some extent. I mean, I'm going with the Dolphins, I think. I love Ryan Flores. Great coach. They seem to always play hard. They got the best cornerback in the league. The Dolphins are just a great team, well-rounded. I'm a huge fan of Mike Gesicki. Probably did not pronounce that right, but a huge fan of him. I think the Dolphins will come out and they will win this game. Zach,
I'm going to go with the Bills, but I think it's going to be close. I think if the Dolphins had Fitzmagic, then they could probably pull it out. But I think Tua, give him the odds, he'll have a good Tua game. But still, the Bills are going to be too good to. They'll be too much of a match for the Dolphins with a Tua-led offense.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 45-13 Bills over the Dolphins.
Okay, wow.
Okay. So
that's a take.
For our playoff predictions, I'm going to go with the Bills over the Dolphins, even though we're pretty mixed on that one. And so with that being said, in all of our games going the way that we said, it would be the Chiefs get the number one seed and the bye. And then the Bills would be hosting the Colts, who are the seven seed. The Steelers would be hosting the Browns. And the Titans will be hosting the Ravens. Man, the AFC playoffs are going to be amazing. There's no bad teams in there. Very excited for playoffs.
I'm looking forward to doing our playoff picks next week.
Yes, next week.
Super Bowl picks.
We will all make our Super Bowl picks, maybe put some money down on it or something.
Right now, who's your Super Bowl pick?
The Dolphins. TB12, baby. I'm going with him today. All day.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
What a nerd. Grant, Dolphins? Even though you have them losing, so they can't make the playoffs?
That's like an either way win, you know? If they lose, then I was right. But if they make it, then I'm
all right. Yeah. That's good stuff.
No, I'm going to say... I'm gonna reach out on a branch here. I won't give away my total pick, but I'm gonna say it's a stretch, but it's either gonna be the Packers or the Chiefs.
Oh, that is a stretch. Yeah. Picking the one or the one.
Barker, did you say someone? Have you picked yet?
I'm thinking Buffalo.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I get behind that.
They're the quietest.
I thought you picked the Dolphins to beat Buffalo.
This week,
yeah, not
both gonna make playoffs.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Fat Boys Fantasy. Please like, subscribe, comment below if you have any questions or any things that you would like us to talk about. We would love to just talk about what you want to hear. We hope that you have a great Sunday watching all of these fantastic games. Just sit on the couch, get a blanket. And just do nothing on Sunday. And we will see you soon next episode.